Back here on the Stella Bernie and Sid show. On this wonderful, beautiful, hot Friday Eve here in New York City. On WABC Radio. On the line with us right now, we have a very esteemed guest. This man here is he's a writer, a scholar, a public intellectual, and a filmmaker. And right now, by the way, he's got three of the top 10 highest grossing political documentaries ever made. And right now, he's got a new book out and a movie by the same name, both called Death of a Nation. And his name is Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, welcome to the Bernie and Sid Show.
Hey, it's great to be on the show.
Nice to have you. And by the way, you can check out, is it deathofanationmovie.com? Is that right, Jill?
Yes.
Okay, deathofanationmovie.com. Well, congratulations on the book. I think you do a terrific job, Dinesh, of exposing truths, which one of the truths is that while the Democrats come off as the tolerant folks, as the folks that are all about equality and justice and all that, that some of the most hateful groups ever organized in this country and some of the nastiest things done to people in the history of this country actually started with and were perpetrated by Democrats.
Yes, this is a fact that has been somewhat suppressed in our textbooks and on the History Channel and in Wikipedia. Why? Because it's the progressive Democrats who write the history books. Those are the guys who dominate academia and the media and Hollywood. And so what happens is that there are important things in our country's history that are facts, indisputable, they're in the record, and yet young people don't learn them, and they're not talked about in the media. And so what I do in the movies and in the book is I bring out what can be called a hidden history. It's the history that's not controversial in the sense that no one doubts that it happened, but we just don't learn about it. And so I put it up on the big screen. For example, it's very commonly asserted these days that fascism is on the right. Fascism is a right-wing phenomenon. So I say, well, not only was Mussolini, the founder of fascism, a Marxist and a lifelong socialist, not only was Hitler the head of the National Socialist Party, but let's take a look at the Nazi platform of the Nazi 25-point platform. The Nazis campaigned on this. This is what made them the largest political party in Germany. Let's go down the list. State control of banks, state control of healthcare, state control of education, state control of religious liberty. Now ask yourself, does this agenda, as we read down, does this sound like something Trump would be on board for? Does it sound like a right-wing agenda? No, it's a very manifestly a left-wing agenda. So that's what I love to do in my movies. They're eye-opening because they show people a facet of the truth that they've simply not been exposed to.
No doubt about it. I remember I saw your movie, 2016, Obama's America. That was fantastic. Exposé of the Obama administration. On the line with us, on the Bernie and Sid Show, is the author and movie maker, Dinesh D'Souza. The book is Death of a Nation, Plantation Politics, and the Making of the Democratic Party. You use that word a lot throughout the book about the Democrats and their politics. Plantation politics. Dinesh, would you expand on that?
Yes. Again, you pick up a textbook and you'll read that, well, you know, the founders really were the ones who protected slavery and they allowed it in the Constitution. Now, the truth of it is that the vast network of plantations that dotted the American South, that did not exist in the founding. There were some plantations, but the whole industry was small. Why? Because it was Eli Whitney's invention of the cotton gin, really at the end of the 18th century. That's what caused the massive explosion of plantations in the United States. Now, right around that same time, this is about 1828, a new party gets started, the Democratic Party, and it becomes the party to defend and protect the slave plantation. Now, I point out in the book, I make this crushing statement that in 1860, the year before the Civil War, no Republican owned a slave. I don't say no Republican leader owned a slave. No Republican in the United States owned a slave. And that means that all the slaves in America, 4 million of them, were owned by Democrats. Now, the beauty of this kind of statement is you'll never find it in a textbook, and yet it is so powerfully true that in all the time since I made this statement, not a single valid counterexample has surfaced.
No, you're right, Dinesh D'Souza. The book is out and the movie, Death of a Nation, Plantation Politics, and the Making of the Democratic Party. You know, it's interesting, when Obama was on his way out, he pardoned a couple of very nice people. One would be that Manning person who's now a girl, by the way, who gave away secrets that who knows how many of our kids got killed because of that. And then the Puerto Rican guy that bombed Fonce's Tavern and killed people, all the cops and people all across the country. That's what Obama did. Now, Trump, on the other hand, he gave you a break. Why don't you tell us exactly what happened there, what went down? Because Bernie specifically, big fan of yours, of your books and your movies for a long time, and very happy that you, in fact, did get what you got from President Trump.
Well, it was absolutely fantastic to just to get the call from the White House, talking to Trump. And, you know, what he said to me was, listen, you got screwed. And what he meant was that the Obama people had went after me using the full power of the federal government. Multiple FBI agents going through my tax returns, my bank records, and for what? Because I gave $20,000 to a college friend of mine who was running for the U.S. Senate. I know there was no corrupt intent. I never got anything out of it. Normally, this kind of case is not even prosecuted. You get maybe a warning or community service. But in my case, they prosecuted me as a felon. They locked me up for 8 months in an overnight confinement center. The judge ordered me to mandatory psychiatric reeducation. I mean, I felt like I was living through Kafka's The Trial.
Yeah.
And so a surreal environment. I was very happy to get the pardon. It cleans my record. As I've said before, it gives me my American dream back, unleashes me in a new way.
Dinesh D'Souza, the book is Death of a Nation, as is the movie Death of a Nation. Check it out. He's brilliant. And he's also, Dinesh D'Souza, an Indian immigrant from India. And on that note, I would like to ask you, Dinesh, you tweeted some brilliant tweets about 15 minutes ago about what the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, in his quest to outleft this crazy woman, Cynthia Nixon. He said that America was never great, among other stupid things. And you went on a what some people might call a tweet storm, but they were brilliant. Tell us about it.
Well, I was thinking back to when Obama, you know, with Obama, the same thing. Both these guys, you know, they're beneficiaries of what you can call American exceptionalism, by which I mean that their story is really only possible in America. Take Cuomo. I mean, his great-grandfather probably came here without a dollar, you know, with just his backpack. And then Mario Cuomo becomes the governor, succeeded by Andrew Cuomo. The other brother is a host on CNN. So they themselves are walking embodiments of what makes this country great.
That's
and
right.
Yet they're such pathetic ingrates that they turn around and bash the country for it.
Yeah. Bingo. Well, so well said.
Well, listen, you've obviously impressed a lot of people, New York Times bestsellers. We know you can write about politics, Dinesh. When's your book coming up about the Yankees? I mean,
I got to pivot and get to work on that one, my friend.
Well, what else? We know you love politics, but on a quiet afternoon, what does Dinesh D'Souza like to do? Are you a baseball fan? You like sports? What else do you like to do?
You know what? I was such a fan of cricket as a kid growing up in India that it completely spoiled my ability to appreciate baseball.
Really?
So, you know, when you're an immigrant,
yeah,
sometimes you carry some baggage with you.
Hey, look. So that's what makes America great.
That's right.
As opposed to what Andrew Cuomo says. Dinesh D'Souza, anyway, thank you for appearing on the Bernie and Sid. The book is Death of a Nation. The movie is Death of a Nation. Go to Amazon.com for the book. Anyway, Godspeed and good luck, Dinesh.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you, Dinesh D'Souza.